This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
People, I've analyzed the situation in Charlottesville and all of the rage and anger in the aftermath of it, and I've come to the conclusion that we are all being played. There are so many elements of this that look staged, engineered, you know, pre-planned to create massive hatred, leading toward civil war and escalation of violence so that there can be a total crackdown on the population. I mean, look, the left, the leftists who were there were bussed in. You know, they were recruited. Some of them were paid. They were brought in from other cities in order to, of course, take to the streets. And then the governor, Terry McAuliffe, who was a leftist, of course, ordered the police to stand down so that the violence could escalate. And then the right wingers, of course, the guy who drove the car into the other cars that smashed the crowd, he's from Ohio. I mean, his license plate was an Ohio license plate. He's not a local guy from Virginia. He's not part of the Virginia protest crowd. He inserted himself into the crowd, made sure that he was visible. He was holding signs like racist, white supremacist signs. And then he made sure that he rammed them with his car in full view of everyone on camera. The whole thing looks like he was either recruited or Manchurian candidate, you know, hypnotized or something. Who knows? I'm just saying that this whole thing looks staged to maximize anger and outrage on both sides, and even to create conflict. I mean, think about it. The actual right-wing people who were supposed to protest, their permit was yanked at the last minute. They were not allowed to hold a rally at the location that was previously approved. So they were shuttled off-site, told to go to a different location. So they had to evacuate the site. And that's when the governor told the police to stand down and let all the left-wing people take over the streets. And they started bashing cars with baseball bats and soda cans filled with concrete. Yeah, this is one of the new weapons of the left. Soda cans filled with concrete. So they look like lightweight aluminum cans, but they're actually deadly rocks, right? And so they were bashing the cars with baseball bats and soda cans, and they were chanting in the streets. And then the whole thing escalated. And then the guy rams this other vehicle and then drives off, you know, hit and run, and kills a person and injures, 20 or so, whatever the number was. The whole thing looks staged to me. I wouldn't be surprised if the guy who drove the car, well, I'm not even going to go there because we don't know the facts yet about all of this. I'm just saying the whole thing looks suspiciously convenient to cause a civil war. And you know how war is always used to control and dominate the population. And we know that every government, whether it's Trump running it or Clinton running it or Obama running it, every government wants itself to exist above all else. Every government is interested in self-preservation. And no government wants to be overrun by the people, whether they're leftists or conservatives or, you know, what, revolutionaries who are independent or what have you. They want the government to have all the power. And how do you have power if you're the government? You sow chaos in society, and then you use the chaos to declare martial law. And then you use the martial law to clamp down on everything from free speech to gun rights to the right to travel, everything. So a massive crackdown is coming. And it's going to be used to eliminate whatever remaining free speech rights that conservatives have at the moment, even though they're already being censored by Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. There's going to be an even bigger crackdown on conservative voices. At the same time, there will be a total crackdown on the movement of people. So it'll be a show me your papers type of thing. And you see, the left doesn't realize they're playing right into this. This is going to be part of the crackdown on illegals, by the way, is to have a situation where the government, their police on every street, you know, from the federal level, it's going to be ordered, we're checking papers of everybody, roadblocks, checkpoints everywhere. It's going to be used to arrest and eliminate illegals from society, which the people on the right might like, but the people on the left don't realize they're being played right into this. It's they're marching and they're doing their fascist left-wing thing, not realizing that the response to that from the government is going to be a massive crackdown on their freedoms and their liberties as well. This is becoming a quagmire, a nightmare of bad ideas, of a totalitarian police state. I got to say, you know who's been right about all of this? John W. Whitehead, author of Battleground America, from the Rutherford Institute, which I believe is at rutherford.org. John Whitehead has been correct all along. He has been right. He has been prescient in his predictions. He has seen this coming. He knows, he's warned about this. If you haven't read his book, Battleground America, you need to read it. I listened to the audiobook, I don't know, months ago, 6 months ago or something, and he has been so correct about this. He talks about the arming up of police. Did you know that local police departments are practically given military gear, including military transport vehicles, like armored transport vehicles and mine-resistant military vehicles, because the federal government is trying to get rid of all that hardware so they can hand out more contracts to the military-industrial complex to build more new hardware for the federal government. So they got to get rid of all this existing hardware. So they're basically giving it out to police departments. Did you know that there was a publication that ran a little hoax on the federal government, and they faked like they were running a small police department in a fictional town, and they applied for all this gear. They applied to be given, like, I don't know, bulletproof vests and ballistic helmets and a mine-resistant armored transport vehicle. And they were granted approval by the federal government, even though they didn't even exist. The whole thing was made up. Did you know that the police are being armed up all across America? Which, on one hand, I don't think it's a bad thing for police to have better gear, because I have seen a lot of cops have really crappy gear and not be able to fight back against some of the, you know, some of the violence and arson that happened in Baltimore and St. Louis and so on, or Ferguson, Missouri, over the past few years. But on the other hand, in some cases it goes too far, because cops are being turned into like military operators in ways that should raise alarm among citizens who are just trying to express free speech. You see, if you're a peaceful citizen, you're just trying to rally and hold up signs and shout in the air, I mean, the police really have no business messing with you. But if you start setting fire to buildings and everything, you know, hurting others, then yeah, the police should come in and arrest you. They need good equipment to do that. The point is, all of what you are watching right now is, at one level, a kind of theater that has been planned out and is being played out in order to put the government in a position of total domination over society. And all of you on the left and all of you on the right who are participating in this escalation, you are being used as puppets. And the answer to this, by the way, is to chill the fuck out.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.